Nearly a third of the U.S. population is now fully vaccinated. And as we've been reporting, though, there's a fair amount of hesitancy. Now, some immigrant groups are working to increase vaccination in their communities. That's the case in one of Nashville's largest refugee communities after a prominent leader there died of COVID-19 recently. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports.
On a sloppy spring day in mid-March, hundreds of Kurdish Americans gathered in a field near Nashville under a sea of black umbrellas. Some of the men carried a stretcher to an open grave where a yellow backhoe was waiting. Following Muslim tradition, the body of Imad Doski was buried within 24 hours of his death, another casualty of COVID-19. It was more than a year into the pandemic, but it was a wake-up call to Nashville's Kurdish community, which is now the largest in the U.S. It's grown since a wave of Kurdish refugees started arriving 30 years ago after the Gulf War. Doski's death was a shock because he helped start the Kurdish mosque in Nashville. A nurse practitioner at the Kurdish-run clinic in town, Faiza Rashid, says Doski was in his mid-50s and relatively healthy.
Like, it hit people. They saw it happen to one of them, so, you know, it hit home.
The loss opened many Kurds to the idea of vaccination, Rashid says. The mosque he founded even scheduled vaccination events with the city health department. But even as Kurds have started to come around, new questions emerge. A top concern is that we're in the middle of Ramadan. Many Muslims are careful not to break their daily fast. The local imam assured members that the vaccine is allowed. Nurse practitioner Radour Abdullah says he's been telling more conservative Muslims it's not worth waiting a few more weeks.
I would recommend you get it and make up your fast another day. It's better than getting a virus.
The public health department has had to lean on healthcare workers in the Kurdish community to get these messages across. Sumeya Mohammed is a college freshman who works part-time at a pharmacy, and she trained to give COVID shots. At her mosque, 70% speak only Kurdish.
They would all be at my table, you know, because nobody else knew how to help them.
Mohammed says many are dealing with past trauma from refugee camps where vaccinations were not a choice.
I don't blame them. And like, I would be asking the same thing if I went through that too.
Her own mother, Sawad Abdullah, was putting off her shots. She doesn't get flu shots either. She still has scars on her upper arms from vaccinations she received as a child living in a Turkish refugee camp. She's always been told they're from an infection because workers weren't using new syringes.
They were just putting it over the fire to basically sanitize it and use the same needles to inject us with the vaccinations.
She knows COVID is serious. Her own uncle was hospitalized for weeks.
But as far as the vaccination and trusting that it 100% protect me from this illness, that has not been proven to us.
Her daughter, the pharmacy tech, has been working on her, explaining how the vaccines work and how effective they're proving to be, then praying for an opening.
Eventually she gave in, thankfully, and she said, I'll only get it if you give it to me.
So at their mosque, Sumeya Mohammed gave her mom the first dose before she could change her mind. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
And this story was produced in partnership with NPR, Kaiser Health News, and Nashville Public Radio.